We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest run, most respected money show on the radio. And I'm with I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Ben Crow and Charlie Holloway, and we're talking about all kind of fun things.
Oh yeah. We've got one listener question here.
Before we get into that, Ben, let's throw out how they can contact us.
Submit some questions.
Clients want to. Clients, listeners, I keep saying clients, but I guess they listen too, right?
As well.
If you want to reach us, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com, or you can give us a call, 770-429-9166, or toll-free at 1-855-429-9166, and we'll be happy to answer your questions on the air.
And we'll do that right now.
Absolutely.
We got one. All right. So this is from Dan. Dan writes in and he says, I'm considering buying one or two utility stocks with some cash I have in order to get at least some return versus a money market. I don't think I'll need it for 12 to 18 months, if even then. Do you think I would be taking a big risk putting it into something like Southern Company? Well, what do you think, Troy?
Well, you know, the very first thing is there is no equity in the world that's going to act like a money market account. So, don't change in value.
Well,
theoretically,
look at utilities this year.
Oh,
they're down 9.5% year to date, the indexes. So, has Southern done better or worse? I mean, maybe a little bit, but I don't know which way it's done, but there you go.
So, there's risk.
So, that's over 6 months. So a 12 to 18 month time horizon, that's just not long enough, like you said, for any stock.
Right. Well, right. Even considering that 9% decline, if you back it up and look over the last 12 months, with a total return, the stock is up 2.19%. So you would assume that the overall price would have declined some, but that big dividend that they pay,
it helps.
Over 5% at this point, after a pretty significant decline, you're still, it helps a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's significantly better than many of our clients hold money market funds, and they're paying right now 0.01%. That's 0.01%.
Not much.
Yeah. And year to date, they're paying less than that, about half that much is what you would have made by holding the average money market fund.
So it's absolutely a frustration on behalf of, all investors, that are sitting with cash. I mean, you don't, if you don't need the money, and it sounds to be, Dan, I think you have some question, in your mind as whether or not you need the money or not. Well, let's say you didn't need the money in the next year. But, Southern Company at this point, you think is pretty attractive, right? You would say?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean,
we like
the company.
Right. Relative to their historical prices, I think utilities are really attractive. In fact, in the last few weeks when we've had so much negative news, utilities have actually beaten the market handily.
Mm-hmm.
They're up while the market's been down.
Yeah, and utilities got hit a little bit
4%.
harder earlier this year. And
the
all the Fed and all the talk about rates.
So if rates don't go up over the next year and there is in the market rebounds, I bet utilities will bounce back pretty good. But once again, that's just there's no certainty.
Well, exactly. And if it is certainty that you want, this would surely not be the best.
Right.
If it's just that you're trying to get out and get a little bit better yield, you have other options. There's floating rate treasuries that they just recently launched. I say recently, over the last couple of years, this is a relatively new thing, and there are ETFs out there that'll get you a floating rate. The price is generally really stable. They pay a little bit dividend. You're still, I went out and looked. The iShares has one. The ticker on it is FLOT, 0.17%. If you look at that relative to the 0.01%, it looks much bigger. It's still not a whole lot of money.
Right.
I'll give you that. But, you could get a low-duration mutual fund or something, and even these things are going to get beaten up too, because the bond market gets knocked around a little bit when interest rates increase.
But about the best you're going to eke out on anything even close to being safe would be maybe 1% over the next year. And right. that you're taking on right. a little bit of risk.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, a CD, you're not going to get that.
Right. I would be more comfortable in bonds or a bond fund for a short term.
In a short term bond. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, that's the whole question is, you know, do you or do you not need the money? If yeah. you don't, you can afford to, you know, look yeah. and try to make some money other than your
absolutely
where you yeah. are now. But utilities, if there is that possibility, then you really don't want to take the market risk.
Yeah. Utilities have a pretty attractive yield right now.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, guys, we can take one more question real quick. Sherry, I think, from Hapeville says, I'm looking at my father's account, and he has shares of both Schnitzer Steel and Reliance Steel and Aluminum. I've heard you say before that you prefer ETFs for materials. Are these worth researching or keeping? Or should I try to convince him to sell? Basically, the two companies that you're talking about are absolutely in the materials. They're in steel. One thing I'll say about materials, and the reason that we do what we do in using an ETF for materials is it makes up a real small portion of the market. It's 3% or smaller, the S&P 500. And when you look even deeper into that particular business segment, most of it's made up by chemicals. So these two steel companies are, you know, unless he has a lot of others, you know, a lot of other materials companies, and depending on the size of his portfolio, probably the absolute best way to deal with it is try to convince him to sell them. Things you have to consider there. Obviously, Ben, our CPA, would tell you that you got to watch the
tax. Taxes.
What's his cost basis on them? So. Where are they? If you know you have the decision and you want to make it, do I hold one or hold the other? Schnitzer Steel is a recycler. They've got a PEG, a PE. to growth ratio, mm-hmm. That's about 4 times. We prefer companies that would
that's
be around
high.
One. Yeah, it's ridiculous high. So. They really don't have much in the way of earnings at the moment, but they're expected to. They've got growth at about 11.5%, which is mm-hmm. above market growth expectations. So you know, materials have been beaten up a lot lately.
Right.
If I had to hold one or the other, I would sell Schnitzer. And hold Reliance. Reliance is a bit more diversified. They have centers across the country and in other nations as well, where you can go in, and it's usually the specialized metals, not iron. Whereas Schnitzer is more of a car recycling. You sell them your old junk car, and they crush it and make new iron out of it. So
good option for my truck.
Well, Ben, you and your truck might be a subject for another day. But, you know, ultimately I'd sell them both and buy ETF and materials. But that's your situation. So, guys, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.